heading to the United States now and day three of the Democratic National Convention. As we've been reporting this week, it's all online this time around, with some high-profile names appearing today, not to mention some of President Donald Trump's favourite targets. For the latest, I spoke to our North America correspondent, David Lipson. David, I've heard the convention being described as a four-act play, and it's a pretty big third act today with some major stars, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, to name a couple. Is it fair to say Barack Obama is breaking with tradition, so to speak, along with Bill Clinton in being directly critical of President Trump?
Yeah, that's right, Tom. It is something of a convention for past presidents to not criticise those currently sitting in the White House. Barack Obama has already broken from that tradition in previous years. Tonight he's done so even more and has delivered quite a searing rebuke to Donald Trump's presidency, saying that he did hope that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously, but he has not shown any interest other than using the awesome power of his office to help anyone, to help himself, I should say, and his friends. So a pretty scathing criticism from Barack Obama, not unexpected, but quite historic nonetheless.
Indeed, and considering what happened in the last US election, Hillary Clinton's arguably in a pretty difficult position. What's her focus today?
Yeah, look, I think she is in a difficult position. In fact, you get the sense that everyone is in a difficult position with Hillary Clinton. She was defeated. I mean, sure, she had more popular votes, but that's not what the US election is about. She was soundly defeated by Donald Trump and was a very difficult time for her and for her, all her supporters. She hasn't spoken out much at all over the last few years. She is speaking tonight. You do get the sense that there's a bit of risk in bringing her up again to attack Donald Trump, seeing as he beat her last time around. But she will still come out, and really she's urging people to vote. She's saying that she's had so many people say to her, "I should have voted." She says, well, this can't be another woulda, coulda, shoulda election.
And a particularly historic day for Kamala Harris. What's actually happening in terms of her nomination today?
Well, she is being officially nominated. She is going to be, going forward, of course, the vice presidential nominee under Joe Biden. This is really something symbolic that we're seeing tonight. She has already had that position solidified, of course, but she is really using this once again to launch her brand, and so is the entire Democratic Party trying to forge a path forward for her as the understudy for Joe Biden, but potentially for a bigger role in the future. She is already being talked about as a potential presidential nominee in the future. She's describing this election, though, as an inflection point. That's a term that she has used many times in the past, and she says that we can do better than what we have now and deserve so much more. Let's just hear a little bit of Kamala Harris.
Donald Trump's failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. If you're a parent struggling with your child's remote learning, or you're a teacher struggling on the other side of that screen, you know what we're doing right now is not working. And we are a nation that is grieving the loss of life, the loss of jobs, the loss of opportunities, the loss of normalcy, and yes, the loss of certainty.